giants are unicorns. Now, I don't mean they have a horn coming out of their head, although sometimes people look at them like they do. No, these are mystical and magical creatures, like the way that they impact the lives of their raving fans. They're magnificent and majestic, whether they realize it or not, and outstanding in their field. But they're also often incredibly undervalued. They don't have the reach, the recognition, or the respect that they deserve based on how freaking awesome they are. Are you an undervalued unicorn, or do you think you might be? If so, this episode is for you. Cue that fancy intro music.
It's time to unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul. It's time for some creative freedom. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm a creative entrepreneur just like you. I'm also a business coach, helping people across the creative spectrum make great money doing what they love. If you're done with being the world's best kept secret and ready to shine like the star you are, creative freedom is for you. Let's get started.
What is an undervalued unicorn? When you hear the term unicorn, it can connote a number of things. If you grew up with Lisa Frank stickers, like I did, you've probably got images of a horse with a rainbow-clad horn poking out of its head coming to mind. Unicorn is also a term that's been used in the business world to indicate a privately held company that's a startup that's reached a billion-dollar valuation, like SpaceX or Instacart. They are examples of unicorns. Now, in human resources and HR, it generally means that someone's expectations for a job candidate are completely out of touch with reality. When my mom was getting her degree in computers, employers were looking to hire someone with 5 to 10 years of experience on a programming language that hadn't even been around that long, wasn't even 5 years old yet, and they were looking for something that didn't exist. They were looking for a unicorn. Now, I can assure you that while there's still some debate about the existence of this mythical creature, unicorns are very real, at least in my world, where I work with incredibly talented and gifted creative and micro entrepreneurs every single day. Over the years, I've discovered that I'm sort of a unicorn magnet. Many of my clients are unique in their fields, often with deep knowledge, decades of experience, or incredible skill sets. The common thread is that unicorns are incredible, remarkable, and hard to find. They often consider themselves an outsider or a maverick because they're doing things differently than what the rest of their industry might do. Because they can often feel like they're on the outside looking in, they may not openly call themselves a unicorn, but very often they will secretly harbor this thought, knowing that they are damn good at what they do, even if they're not getting the industry recognition that they deserve just yet. Undervalued unicorns often have an impressive list of credentials, especially if you are a fusion creative like I am. We are credential collectors, oftentimes, partly because we're queer studies, but also because of what I call the potato chip problem. Now, I grew up with potato chip commercials from Lay's and Jay's that said things like, you can't stop eating them and no one can eat just one. So the potato chip problem then is that fusions often think that if they have just one more credential, then they'll be complete or enough, or they'll be able to check some box so that they can get on with things. And so they keep striving for more and more credentials. Dang, now I want some chips. The truth though, is that, and I'm saying this as much for myself as I am for you, you're already ready already. You're already good enough and you can get on with it already. What makes these unicorns undervalued is that despite all your credentials, all your experience, all your talents, you're still blocked by self-doubt or lack of confidence in yourself. And let me be clear on this. You know that you're good at what you do. You know that you know your shit. So this is not imposter syndrome or imposter complex as we typically know it. I call it the passed-over paradox. With the passover paradox, it's more like you don't see yourself as successful or on the same level as other influencers in your niche. Even when you know your shit, you find yourself possibly getting passed over for rookies and newbies and other flashy folks that are nowhere near as good as you are, and you just don't understand why. Thus, the passed over part of the paradox. We did a couple of episodes on this last season, so I will link to those in the show notes for you. You might also have mixed feelings about networking and marketing. Many of my clients come to me after they've been burned by bro marketing tactics or a one-size-fits-all approach that simply doesn't work for them. They don't want to be that guy, so marketing makes them uncomfortable, or they're worried about doing it wrong and causing harm to their audience. As my client and accessibility consultant Riley has taught me time and again, we all cause harm because we are imperfect human beings. So it's not a question of if, but when, and more importantly, how you clean it up after the fact. So if you're avoiding doing marketing altogether, you're actually causing more harm to yourself. Don't be that guy either. When you're not getting results from your marketing, it leads you to feeling undervalued, underappreciated, and possibly overworked for the real value that you bring to what you do. Been there, done that. There's nothing worse than sharing an offer that you've worked hard to bring to the world, only to get crickets. But if you're not doing enough of the right kinds of marketing for your offer, whether it's out of a fear of causing harm or something else, then your raving fans might not even be aware of the offer yet. And that's why consistency and frequency matter. And that's getting stifled because of the effect of the past over paradox. To say it another way, if you're dealing with the past over paradox, you've probably got a big vision or want to make a far bigger impact with your great work, but you're not there yet. And sometimes you think you'll never get there at the rate that you're currently going. There's no way you could do much more because you're already carrying a lot on your plate. So you let the icky thing slide, like marketing, and that keeps you stuck. But I have good news for you. It doesn't have to be that way. You can step into your spotlight and have the income, the impact, the recognition, and the industry respect that you deserve. I'll even share an example with you in a bit. So you may be thinking, okay, Lisa, I'm feeling a little called out here. I get it. I've been there. Most of my career has been about walking the path that I then teach to you. So let's take a closer look at these signs that you might be an undervalued unicorn. And we've got a handy checklist in the Rising Tide Learning Library that you can go through along with me. Just click the Rising Tide link on our website. Register if you haven't already, because it is free. Navigate to Season 8, Episode 2, and your guide is already there waiting for you. Alrighty, let's look more closely at the signs and symptoms of undervalued unicorns. Now, I've already mentioned that sense of being undervalued or underappreciated. Maybe your rates aren't as high as they could be for someone as good as you, or maybe you've raised your rates, but you've been struggling to find the right audience fit, raving fans that will gladly pay you whatever you ask, especially if you've pivoted or have been talking to an audience that no longer really fits where you're heading. This can feel like a gargantuan problem for undervalued unicorns. Not being seen, not getting visibility with the right audience can really pop your confidence balloon. And that can cause you to downplay your accomplishments even when you know that they're awesome. I remember once when I was at a big event in a room full of movers and shakers. It was hard for me to speak confidently about what I had been doing in my career because of my own battle with comparisonitis, a typical ongoing struggle for fusion creatives. And I'll link to a post I did a few years back about my own love-hate relationship with comparisonitis in the show notes. Where other types might have occasional bouts of comparisonitis, fusions, being jacks of all trades kinds of people, often look to the outer ends of the spectrum and say, well, I'm not as creative as Jamie, or I'm not as organized as Chris. And we don't often realize that we are more adaptable than the other types, which is something that other types don't have. So I was looking at the other people in this room saying, I'm not as far along as so-and-so, so I must not be successful yet. But then I remembered that I've got a long list of credentials and accomplishments of my own. I've recorded 3 albums. I've written 2 business books that were international bestsellers. I've been on national, international TV. And I've helped oodles of clients have profitable, sustainable businesses doing what they love. I may not be like anyone else in the room, but there's also no one else here like me. Huh, okay, got it. So it's important for you to remember that no matter your type, you have gifts that other types don't. Lean into those gifts. Comparing yourself negatively to others in your industry is a big red flag that you're probably an undervalued unicorn. It's one thing to compare yourself to others in your industry in order to benchmark your starting point or to measure your progress against a personal goal. I talk about that in a blog post that I mentioned a while back too. It's another thing altogether to say, well, I'm not there yet, so I'm not good enough. I will repeat for you and for the people in the back, you are already ready already. You are already good enough so you can get on with your show. Because here's something else about undervalued unicorns. You've got a unique approach or perspective that you bring to your work that seems to buck the system in your industry. You might be a thought leader type that's revolutionizing your niche with a framework or a model. Or you might be a performing artist with your own approach like Lady Gaga or Lizzo, or a fine artist that's creating something that's never been done before in the media that you're using. That quirky thing that you've got going on is what helps set you apart. Now, it can feel like it's what's kept you on the outs of your industry, but I promise you, it's the very thing that's going to make you a star. You're probably also motivated by a sense of purpose or a mission. And while making bank is awesome, and you're very happy to do that, this isn't just about the dollar bills, y'all. You've got a vision for making a positive impact on your world, maybe even the world. Unicorns are known for making a dent in the universe, as Steve Jobs famously said. Undervalued unicorns have that same kind of vision, but are often stymied because they haven't gotten the level of notoriety or visibility yet to make that kind of impact. And as I mentioned before, because of a number of factors, including an awkward relationship to marketing, you're probably getting passed over for folks who don't have the depth of skill, the knowledge, the talent, or the ability that you do, which means we're all getting shortchanged. That lack of peer recognition in your industry, despite your amazing credentials, can sometimes leave you feeling like you've still got to prove yourself, like you're waiting for some external validation to prove that you belong. But let's look at an example of an undervalued unicorn who made it big just by being herself and not giving up before she realized her dreams. Melissa Jefferson was born in Detroit, moved to Texas when she was 10, and started taking music lessons. By 14, she was in a music group with some friends and began her journey on the road to becoming Lizzo. Lizzo was an undervalued unicorn too. She just turned 35 as we're recording this, and if you've heard anything about her rise to success, it was anything but overnight. She dropped out of college to pursue her rap career, lived in her car for a year, and performed in a number of groups as she worked on her urban music career. A little R&B, a little hip hop. Lizzo didn't release her first album until about 10 years ago. The next year, she got a chance to do some studio work with Prince, which sparked a new direction for her. She kept working, opening for an artist here, getting picked up by a new label there, and growing her musical style into a more pop-focused sound with an emphasis on body positivity and joy. Still, it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns. It wasn't until 2019 that she had her breakthrough, when Truth Hurts got featured in a movie and became a sleeper hit. Lizzo was on her third album by then. She cut that song in 2017, and when it didn't break out at that time, Lizzo just about quit the music business. In an interview, Lizzo said, "The day I released Truth Hurts was probably one of the darkest days I've ever had in my career. I remember thinking, if I quit music now, nobody would notice. This is my best song ever and nobody cares." And I was like, fuck it, I'm done. And a lot of people rallied. My producer, my publicist, my family, they were like, just keep going because this is the darkest before the dawn. Now the song that made me want to quit is the song that everyone's falling in love with me for, which is such a testament to journeys. Your darkest day turns into your brightest triumph. Lizzo was 29 and ready to quit. She'd been in the game for about 10 years and she was ready to quit. But by 31, everyone knew her name. And that's why I chuckle when I see someone that's been in business for a couple of years ready to throw in the towel. Look, if you're not in this for the long haul, don't start. This isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It is a lifelong adventure. Lizzo built a local following, kept doing the work, promoting herself, and now she's everywhere. And she didn't do it alone either. Lizzo kept learning, kept honing her craft, and kept showing up and leaning on her support team. She leaned on her unique strengths and talents and leveraged them into a profitable, sustainable entertainment empire that aligns with her values and vision for her life. She's an accomplished performer in music, on film, has built an accessible clothing empire, a reality show. Girl gets around. But she started with one focus and grew from there as her team grew to support her. So what can you learn from Lizzo? If you're an undervalued unicorn, embrace it. Recognize your unique value and your strengths. Own it. Rock your quirks and let the world see unapologetic you. Let that be a beacon, a lighthouse that draws in your raving fans. Communicate your value and what sets you apart. Show it. Don't hide your light from the very people that need you, because then we all lose. Yes, that means marketing, but it also means just showing the fuck up and doing the work in public so that we can be witness to your awesomeness. Then surround yourself with a supportive community. Connect and protect it. Let your people have your back and lean into that support. Be grateful and generous with your supporters, and your community will grow in time. And lastly, take calculated risks in pursuit of your big vision. Grow it. As an undervalued unicorn, you are capable of achieving great things. And when you do, well, to paraphrase Lizzo, if you're shining, everybody gonna shine. Our Rising Tide community is a great place to start building those connections. The Learning Library is free to join, and you can upgrade to client status and get access to additional workshops and one-on-one coaching with me. But you can talk to anybody in the community regardless of what level you're at. It's a great way to get your questions answered, build community, and find the support you need to succeed as you step into your spotlight and shine for your whole world to see. Next time, I'll be talking about how to discover your unique path to success. Like Lizzo, you've got your own journey, peppered with great stories to share with your raving fans. It's not a cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all approach, and we'll be looking at 5 exercises to help you get more clarity. So be sure you're subscribed to the show and get on our email list so that you'll be one of the first to get our upcoming episodes. I sure hope we'll see you there. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over creativefreedomshow.com. You know you can.